Welcome to the CC Broadcast, a part of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Join us this week as our radio preacher, Pastor Tim Butker, delivers his graduation Sunday message, The Best Advice Ever Given.
It is great to have you with us again here on the CC Broadcast as we again open our hearts towards the Lord in worship and praise and honor of who He is, and then open His Word again and invite Him to speak to us in a way that only He can by the power of His Spirit. I wonder if you had the opportunity to share with some young people some good advice about life. Where would you turn to get that wisdom to share with them? Today, I am sharing with you a message that I gave to some young people as they are planning to launch into life after their high school graduation. And I am sharing with them the best advice that I was ever given. And I'm curious what you'll think of this advice taken right out of the scriptures, where Jesus has invited us and God has told us to put Him first, to follow Him first, to develop a relationship with Him first. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this opportunity to open your word together and invite you to speak to us through it. Have your way with us in this time we've set aside before you, Lord. Speak to us as only you can. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown Him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this turn majesty ascribe and crown Him Lord of all. To Him all majesty ascribe and crown. We at His feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown.
Scripture reading today is found in John's accounting of Jesus' life, and it is a record of Jesus speaking to the religious leaders of his day. And throughout this message that he's giving them, he leads up to sharing with them the very reason for which he came, a very profound reason. It's found in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. And it says this, Jesus speaking, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter by the sheep pen, by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
It's a true honor to have the opportunity to say a few words to you today on this graduation Sunday. It's a really a privilege of mine. I have often been a part of different ceremonies, listening to different things said by other people, motivational things, encouragements about life, and of course, I'm sure you all are hearing many bits of advice at this stage in your life, and if you're hosting a graduation party, I wonder if any of you have been asked what's happening next in your life. I remember that question coming at me maybe 1,000 times when I was a graduate, so I'm not going to ask what's next in your life today. And I'm thinking about, you know, what I might want to say to you over the past week, and I got to tell you, I want to do this kind of as a pastor, but also in a sense as a father of two who have graduated and gone out into the world. And I just want to give you just some basic advice. I know you didn't ask for it, but I want to give you just some basic advice, and the advice is really very simple, and it's advice that was given to me when I was graduating back in the mid-80s, and the advice was shared to me in a card by my own pastor. His name was Pastor Jeff Nelson, and it struck me what he wrote in the card. It struck me for a couple reasons, because it was unlike anything anybody else was saying to me at the time. There are a lot of things said to graduates. There's a lot of inspiration given to them, different encouragements. I remember hearing this advice, study hard, because I was going off to college. They said, study hard, get good grades, so you can get that graduate certificate and get a job. That was some good advice given to me. There's, of course, also those inspirational things that are said. Dream your biggest dream and go after it and give your best to it. I remember watching back at that time a movie entitled Dead Poets Society, where Robin Williams is talking to some young high school students, and they're standing by those who have gone before them, pictures of them. And then he talks about those individuals who have gone before them and now are dead and in the ground, and they're pushing up daffodils, he says, pushing up daffodils. And he talked about how precious time is, and then he said, can you hear what they're saying? And then he kind of came into this moment, carpe diem, seize the day. And that was inspirational to me. I still can remember that kind of motivational stuff. But this advice wasn't like that for me. It struck me because it was so different. And it was personal. It was very specific. And it came in four simple words. I don't know why it struck me so much, but I have never forgotten it. I opened this card that my pastor sent to me, and he said a few things in it to me, and then he simply said in bold words at the bottom, these four words, stay close to Jesus.
Stay close to Jesus. That was the only advice he ever gave me. That was it. No matter what happens out there in the world, he was encouraging me to stay close to Jesus. I look back now, after 40 years, and I say, without question, that was the best advice I received. For so many reasons. I knew exactly what he was talking about because I'd listened to him preach many times about Jesus. He was talking about the Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus who came among us and lived and taught us about the eternal kingdom of God and performed miracles while he was here. And this is the same Jesus that went to the cross to pay the penalty for human sin, and then by the power of Almighty God's Spirit was resurrected in the grave on the third day and came to life for the sake of all humanity because of his love. And this is the same Jesus who is now seated at the right hand of the Father and is interceding for us to the Almighty. And what he was saying to me was, stay close to this man, this one. And I look back and I say, the best advice I was given. And so I offer it to you all today for a few reasons, and then I want to give you a few tips on how. First of all, there are so many reasons. But I want to suggest to you the first reason to stay close to him is so that in your lives you can hear his voice. Because he's trying to speak to us more than we know. He's trying to communicate with us. And if you want to hear someone, you kind of got to be close to him. Literally, there's things being said in our world all the time right now. There are hundreds and thousands of things being said in churches right now across this country, but we can't hear them because we're not near them. You just happen to be here, and because I'm up front, you're listening to me, and we're close like this. If you're going to hear someone well, you need to be close to them, and the Bible says God doesn't very often, you know, like we preachers do, he doesn't very often scream or raise his voice. He doesn't often speak that way. The Bible often suggests that when God speaks to us, it's in more of a quiet and still voice. He doesn't necessarily like to compete with all the other voices in the world. He just wants to know if we're going to learn to listen to him. And if you get good at this, you can learn to sense when he is trying to communicate with you in some way. If you learn to tune the ears of your heart and your real ears to how God messages to us in the life, then you can begin to just have tuned in for zero. You know, when I was younger, the police in Harlan, Iowa, they would drive around and they would patrol areas. And if you were in a police car at that time, I don't know what it's like now, but they had scanners that would scan for all the things that were happening in the county. And there was all kinds of things going on in the county. And all this noise came across the scanner. But only when a specific call came to that individual policeman would their ears perk up and would they respond. They learned how to filter through all the different things that were going on and listen for the one voice that mattered to them. And I want to suggest to you that Jesus' voice is the predominant voice worth listening to. There's no one wiser than him, no one that knows you better than him, knows how you're designed. There's no one who knows how to guide your life like he can. So I encourage you to stay close to Jesus so you can hear his voice. But then I would say, more importantly even, is that then you can, as you rub up against him over your life, you can learn to take on more and more of his characteristics in your life. Become more and more like him. I'm mindful now that the most important thing in our life is not what we do, it is who we become. On Friday, this last Friday, I did a funeral for a 95-year-old gentleman in our community. His name is Kenneth Miller. And I've known Ken for the last 25 years or so, and Ken was a follower of Jesus. He walked closely with Jesus, and it was interesting to me. I was thinking about this as I walked through meeting with his family and reading his obituary and preparing for his ceremony, and I noticed something very interesting. On his obituary, there was one phrase about what he did in life. That's it. One phrase. And over the course of the week, I heard thousands and thousands of times about his character, his nature, his characteristics, who he was as a person. And this is what's true about us. We become like those we hang around with. It has been said that we are the average of the five people we hang around with the most. We're shaped by those around us. The Bible actually tells us this in different ways. King Solomon said it this way, as iron sharpens iron, so one man or one woman sharpens, or I might add, dulls another. When I went off to college, I didn't have the initial choice of who I was hanging with. I did one of those random assignments in the school where they put you with a roommate that you don't know. And so I got there and I didn't know who my roommate was going to be. And lo and behold, he was a very hardworking young Iowa lad who liked to drink. Now, I wasn't a drinker. But here I was with this drinker, and we lofted our beds in our dorm room there, and he would go out more than one night a week. And when he would come home, sometimes later after midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock, he would often close the bars, he would start yelling for me in the parking lot while I was sound asleep in bed. And he had a nickname for me. My name, last name is Butker, and he called me Butkiss. And so I didn't know this, but I was plopped in a setting where my roommate would come home frequently, start yelling in the parking lot, "Hey, Butkus," he would say. And he was so drunk, he wanted me to come down and help him up into bed. "Come on down and help me up." That's what he would say. I can tell you it was a unique first encounter there at college. The guys across the hall, I had a unique smell that coming out of their room all the time. It was a sort of a distinct smell of some sort of weed burning. And here I was in this setting, hanging around with these individuals, and I had to decide, who am I going to hang with? Who am I going to hang with? Iron sharpens iron. One man, one woman sharpens another. We should not be deceived. Bad company will corrupt good morals. Solomon said in a different place, he who walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. There's a lot of voices to listen to. There's wise voices. There's foolish voices. There's a lot of people to hang with. There's good people to hang with, and there's bad people to hang with. God loves them all. And he wants all of them to come to him. But we want to be very careful who we let rub off on us. And if I could encourage you to make Jesus the one you're closest to, that you hang with the most, I can guarantee you at the end of your days, you will be happy you chose him as your best friend. You'll be happy. For one, he'll never leave you. But if you're around him enough and his characteristics start to come into you, you'll know just the right times to share compassion with people. You'll know just the right times to act with courage. You'll know at just the right times for when to give wisdom to people. You'll be inspired by the supernatural spirit within you, because as you draw near to him, his spirit will permeate your life and his characteristics will become a part of who you are. If you draw near to Jesus, you'll learn to listen to his voice. You'll become more and more like him in your character, which will be the sum of your life in the end. And then he said something interesting about walking with him in John chapter 15. It's recorded for us there. He said this. He said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches, in a sense, like I'm this source, and if you'll stay close to me as a branch, walk closely with me, if you do this and you abide with me and I with you, he said this, you'll bear much fruit. Of course, there are the characteristics of Christ-like nature that are fruit, recorded for us in Galatians 5:22. You'll know his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his courage, his strength, and all of these things. But he said, you can do more than that. Those things will be a part of your nature forever, but you can bear fruit in eternity and become wealthy for eternity. We can bear eternal fruit. Later in John 15, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Some of you might be wildly successful in the world's standards, and some of you might not be. But in the end, none of that matters. None of that matters. What matters is where you will be and what you will have in all eternity. Because this life here is just a warm-up for the next. When I was leaving high school and going into college, I put a little quote on my desk from a preacher over in England. And the quote said this, tell the students to give up their trivial ambitions and follow Christ with their whole heart so that they can be rich forever. Can I encourage you, whatever you do, wherever you go, stay close to Jesus. He's your life. And to do that, very simply, listen often to his word. You can listen to it through podcast, on the radio, through streaming. You can read it in the book. But just expose yourself to his word a lot. That's how he communicates to us the most. His spirit illuminates the word to us. Can I encourage you this? Gather often with his people. Wherever you go, whatever you do, who you hang with matters. And if you gather often with people that are being drawn to him and seeking him and studying his word, the life of Christ will more and more take over your life. We're made to be in fellowship, to fuel each other. Expose yourself to his word often. Have a hunger. Ask him to give you a hunger for his word. Gather often with his people. Don't only go to worship on Sunday, but find a Bible study or something to be a part of in your life, that you're continually saturating your mind with the eternal things of God. And then also, if you're not already, I'm sure that many of you are, learn to have a constant conversation with God, talking with him in prayer, speaking to him, communicating with him. Because in doing this, your heart is tenderized and you'll learn to hear his voice in your spirit, through his people, through his word. And then, whenever you stray, which the Bible says we all do, be willing to say, God, I'm sorry. Would you bring me back to you? The Bible calls this repentance. If you stray from him and something takes over your life more than him, when he shows you that, just say, God, I'm sorry, and ask to be brought back into fellowship with him. And if you do these things, if you do them, 40 years from now, you're going to say, I'm glad I stayed close to Jesus. He never changes. The whole world is going to change, and he will always be there.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Hi, this is Andrew Nordstrom, Technical Director of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. Our primary goal is to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and to promote the truth of God's Word. In addition to this weekly broadcast, we have three podcasts which you can listen to for free on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app. The first podcast is a Bible overview devotion called the Daily Dose Devotions. The second podcast features inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. It's called the CC Podcast Conversations. Our newest podcast is Homer Larson Live, which features a powerful series of sermons from one of our former radio preachers recorded live over his five-decade ministry to his local church.
Today you've been listening to the broadcast transmission of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. We're one of America's longest-running radio ministries on the air since 1936. We are completely donor-funded and donations are tax-deductible. They can be sent to 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or made online at ChristianCrusaders.org. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We'll be here again next week at the same time, and until then, may God richly bless you.